You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
It's good to be back here at All Action Sports Radio. We have a jam-packed show for you this week. It's going to be cool, man. You want to stick around, you want to listen, you want to hear it all, iPod, iPhone, radio, whatever it takes, man. This is a show you want to hear. Remember, we have our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram contest. The way it works is you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll randomly pick out a number to whichever one picked that number, and you get to go into our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. T-shirts, backpacks, wheels, all that here at All Action Sports Radio. Quick congratulations to Sally Fitzgibbons, winner of the 2014 Women's Billabong Pro Rio, and also Tahiti's own Michael Burez, who beat out California's Wonder Boy Kolehe Adino in the final of the ASP World Tour. Congratulations to both of them. All right, our show this week, we have Moto Jason Wingant. The outdoor season starts the weekend of May 24th at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California, and we will be there, and we will feel the need for speed with Jason Wingant later in our show. Hawaii's own Kiala Kinley, who just recently won the Billabong's XXL Women's Performance Award. She is absolutely amazing, a three-time winner. She is on All Action Sports Radio this week. You'll want to stick around for that. And Ryan Fwiz Wyatt, Major League Gaming VP of Programming and Call of Duty commentator. They have brought the X Games and Major League Gaming together for this year's X Games, and Ryan's going to tell us all about it. Can't wait to talk to him. And we'll be talking to Wiley Watson. We have teamed up with Echo Boom Sports, and we'll be talking about Caselli 66 Ride the Dream. And this is a great documentary. I'm looking forward to talking to Wiley, and you don't want to miss it. But before we get to all that, we go to Mr. Jason Wingant from Racer X online now here at All Action Sports Radio. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we have a lot of faces and ears listening to All Action Sports Radio, so we want to keep welcoming all our fans, or just thanking them for hanging around. So here's a big shout-out to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, KKGM 1630 AM. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio and AllActionSportsRadio.com each and every week. We're now stepping into the moto. Now, this is a line I like to use. I feel the need for speed. Do you know that line? I feel the need for speed. Can you roll that one for me, Jay? Our crack.
Hey, Maverick.
Yeah.
You hear about ice?
What's that?
You want another one?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel the need
for speed.
All right, that set the tone. The outdoor season starts next weekend, or this weekend, on the 24th at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California. And they have a new slogan, a chant, Feel the Speed. And with that in mind, we brought in Jason Wingant, the RacerX online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC series. And he will be the TV and face of the outdoors this season in motocross. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
This is an awesome time of year. Everybody gets a little break. You have 2 weekends off separating Supercross and Motocross. Fresh start. And it is the need for speed. They go way faster in Motocross than they do in Supercross. So this is going to be cool.
Well, that's the thing for Glen Helen. Feel the speed. They got a new fan section, and they have people waving towels, and it's supposed to be big. Feel the speed.
And it is, man. Glen Helen hasn't been on the schedule since 2009, but it is probably... Everybody knows it because all the riders live and train and ride in Southern California, so they're at that track all the time, even if there hasn't been a national race there.
Mm-hmm.
It is as gnarly, as fast, as crazy as any track you'll find in the world. It's got the biggest hills, the most insane first turn. It's going to be cool to get these guys back out on it.
And they're pushing more sand in there. All right, check it out. We all saw the picture of Ron Villopoto. He tweeted to the world of him about to go under the knife this past week. The summer chapter has closed on his stellar career for now. You know, so should we just go ahead and crown James Stewart, or do we have to wait for the outdoors to finish? Am I too soon on this?
Oh, you're too soon. You are forgetting. You are forgetting about Ryan Dungey, who, whenever Villopoto is out, becomes Mariano Rivera automatic.
Automatic.
Just a lot. He just becomes automatic. He's done this a couple of times now. And when Villopoto's there, Dungey stays close. When Villopoto's out, there's no one else to even to battle him. And I have to say, Stewart was there last year. He didn't have anything for Dungey. Now, Stewart was a lot better in Supercross this year than he was last year. So it's going to come down to, can Stewart improvement indoors? Will he improve just as much outdoors? If so, then he's going to be a competitor for Dungey. But Dungey's, he's seen this movie before. Villopoto's out. He dominates.
Well, speaking of knees, James Stewart suffered his own knee injury in round 16 during the Supercross season. Where is he right now? Is he good to go?
Yeah, he actually is. This is hilarious how it works for athletes at this level. From talking to people on the team, that knee is already so jacked up that there's not enough stuff in there for it to really get hurt. That's the way they put it.
Wow.
That knee's already bad, so it'll hurt for a day or two, and then he's back to being fine. So, yeah, he rode even Vegas Supercross, and even by then he's okay, and then they'll have 2 or 3 weeks. He's been out testing motocross, so no worries there. With Stewart, it's just, can he avoid another problem in 24 motos? It's been a long time since he's had a good, clean season without some mishaps.
Well, you have to know what kind of, you know, we talked about this, warriors these riders are, especially Ryan Villopoto. That knee was jacked, they said, for quite some, he was riding in a lot of pain, and that's why he got under the knife as soon as possible. All right, let's talk about Brett Metcalf, the replacement. He's getting the keys to the Porsche, so to speak, daddy's prized bike, and he's sneaking it out for a spin on a Saturday night. What kind of pressure is he under, Brett? I mean, look, first off, he's no privateer. He was a contender for a national championship on four different times. He's a Canadian Monster Energy Motocross Nationals champion for 2013. So but what kind of pressure is he under?
I think the good thing for him is that he's been at an elite level for so long that I don't think the pressure really affects him. He just knows how to go about his business, and he's going to do the same thing regardless of the situation. He just knows how to do it. So there might be some pressure, but I don't think he is going to let that get to him. I don't think he's going to worry about it. He's been around enough. He's had enough opportunities where I don't think he's going to get freaked out and say, oh man, I've got to establish myself. I have to make it happen right now. He's been on factory teams before. I think that's why it's a good choice for him. You're going to get what you're going to get out of him. Is he going to be as fast, probably, as Stewart or Dungy? No. But he'll be solid week in and week out. So I don't think pressure, I don't think it even applies. He's probably not even feeling any. He's been there, done it.
All right. So then let's talk about the contenders for this summer. And let me guess. This is where I'm at. I'm betting that James Stewart is still hungry, is pissed off about the Supercross season, and is going to come out with a vengeance. Then I have Ryan Dungy. Then I have Ken Roczen, and then I have Justin Barcia. Those are my top four that are going to be battling all summer. And I have Chad Reed maybe can put the magic in a bottle, rounding out the top five. Am I far off?
No, you're probably not. I'd say the only dark horse that we have to consider, first of all, Davey Millsaps apparently will be back, although no one really knows what Millsaps' condition is. I mean, you haven't seen him in a year. I haven't seen him in a year. He hasn't raced in a year. So who knows? The other dark horse I'll put in there, I think Trey Kinnard could be just as good as any of these guys and be right in there. But like Millsaps, he's been a bit of an injury on-off guy for a while, so it's hard to count on him. So I think you're right. Those guys you pick, I don't see any reason why the four of them are going to disappoint at all. Maybe Millsaps and Kinnard are in there also, but those four are solid picks.
You know, and that was my next question to you. What the hell happened to Davey Millsaps? I mean, I know we all know what happened to him, but, I mean, is he... What you just said, it seems so dark. I mean, we don't know what's going on with Davey.
Yeah, it's very strange. And what I hear is that, you know, the team switched from Suzuki's KTMs. It's worked out good for some of the guys on the team, like Jason Anderson, who won a Supercross title on 250s with that switch with the team. But I'm hearing that Millsaps is not pumped on that bike. Now, obviously, you can't just choose not to race it. If he's if he's hurt, he's hurt. He's not racing because he's hurt, not... You can't just say no and still collect a paycheck. But I think there's still something to that. He's not exactly rushing back here, is he?
No, it just seems really weird and awkward. Jason, yeah. I'm winding down. Listen, we're looking forward to seeing you out at Glen Helen and being on California soil. And again, congratulations for being the face of outdoors this wonderful, wonderful season. And wait, let me give my nice little plug that I like to give you. He's the online editor for Racer X Online. And if you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to racerxonline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your moto stars with Jason Weingat. Jason, thank you for being a part of All Access Sports Radio this week.
All right, thanks for calling, boys.
All right, we'll see you in Glen Helen. All right, up next, we have more and more here on All Access Sports Radio.